AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0.
Money 2.0.
Now, helping you excel in business and in life, here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Business and Edge with Margaret Jackson. This show is brought to you by Business and Edge, your small business problem solver, helping you with your small business and professional development needs. Follow me on Twitter, Business on the ED, LinkedIn at Margaret Jackson, Facebook, Business on the Edge, and our new Facebook Women's Page group, On the Edge Women in Business. You can click on there and request to be a member. We'll get you right in there. And always, you can email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. I always like to thank our listeners for tuning in each week. We appreciate your listenership around the globe. We work hard to bring you a great show that inspires your professional development and small business growth. And as always, you can dial into the show and get your questions and comments on the air at 1-800-516-1220. That's 1-800-516-1220. Think twice before you speak, because your words and influence will plant the seed of either success or failure in the mind of another. Napoleon Hill. Think twice before you speak, because your words and influence will plant the seed of either success or failure in the mind of another. And tonight's On the Edge Power question is, what kind of influencer are you? What type of influencer do you want to be? And I was going to do this cool little teaching about that, and I'm still going to tie it in, but I have such a great guest in the studio with me. I'm going to bring him in just a few moments, because he's an influencer, he's a leader, and I think what we're talking about tonight with, he's in our educational system, and so I think it's going to be important because our educational leaders are influencers. I'm going to read that quote one more time just because I have a superintendent in the studio with me, because I know his teachers. Think twice before you speak, because your words and influence will plant the seed of either success or failure in the mind of another, of students, of people. You know, so that's very, very important, what our instructors and teachers are saying to young minds and even to adult minds, but young minds are very impressionable, and so they absorb things in a different way. Real quick, in the news and media, Entrepreneur Magazine, they have this leadership issue this month, which is fantastic. If you can pick it up, you know, I recommend picking it up. Great, great articles in there. And they have one on how to improve your leadership skills. So just quickly, let's see what they had to say. Number one, encourage employees to disagree with you. So in the workplace, encourage your employees to disagree with you if you're the boss. And really what they're saying is give your team an opportunity to share information with you. And you can agree or disagree, think about it, but give them a place for them to have an opportunity to think about something that you might not be thinking about, and they can bring ideas to the table. Number two, be laser focused. Stick to one goal at a time. Be laser focused. Small businesses are interesting. Small business owners, you know, I've chosen this profession to coach small business owners. And so you have these different levels. And the smallest ones that kind of, they have this like, I don't know if you guys remember Clutch Cargo, but that's who comes to mind right now. But it's like this intense clutch on, you know, what they're doing, and very rigid a lot of times, don't understand really the processes and the opportunities that come to them to be able to grow their business, and being laser focused is really difficult because as a small business owner, they're probably wearing a million hats and trying to do a lot of different things. But being laser focused and stick to one goal at a time. Get to the end of that thing. So number three, when people err, don't destroy them, but make sure they learn whatever lessons there are to be learned from their mistakes. Let people learn from their mistakes. Let them teach them about, you know, as leaders, you want to give your people an opportunity. They're going to make mistakes, but when they make mistakes, help them learn from the mistakes rather than you know, and I want to say it like this, I guess, you don't want people to walk away and feel like they can't come back from something, or they, or they're, or you pull them down and you destroy them in some sort of way. That's not cool. That's not a good thing to do. That's not a good way to be. But when things do happen, you know, you can take it as an opportunity to help them grow from it. And I try to do that here at Business on the Edge, to help grow from my people as well as myself. I mean, I make mistakes as well. Sometimes, maybe once a year, I make a mistake. Just kidding. Okay, so what kind of influencer are you? Well, we're going to find out what kind of influencer my guest here in the studio, I'm going to share with you. Will Echter is just, you know, this guy is, you know, he's an amazing guy. He is a superintendent. And I'm going to pull this information up for you real quick and tell you a little bit about my friend here. Will Echter is currently serving his third year as a superintendent of schools for the Berryessa Union School District in San Jose, California. That is, for the rest of the world, that is Silicon Valley. We are Silicon Valley. San Jose is the Ichi of technology. Prior to Berryessa, he had a distinguished career in the Evergreen Elementary School District, also in San Jose, where he served in the roles as Director of Human Resources, Principal, and Assistant Principal. So let's just say Will Echter knows something about education. He knows something about guiding our students, and not only our students, but the instructors, the teachers, they are leaders to reaching higher educational goals. Will, thank you for coming on the show tonight. I really appreciate it.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here. Margaret, I know we've talked about this over the years. And, I mean, over the last, a couple of years here. And anytime I get a chance to come on board and promote education and the importance of education in terms of how its impact on society, I would never pass up that opportunity.
Now, we've chatted a little bit prior to the show, coming on here in the studio. You know, sometimes I wish you guys were like a fly on the wall, because we have some really interesting discussions in here. And we're talking about our education system. I'm going to ask you a kind of a difficult question. Or other nations are outperforming us in school. Why is that?
Well, they are and they are not. And I'll say that in two different facets. First of all, I was looking at some paperwork today, a little study, where if you're one in a million in China, there's roughly 1,300 of you, you know, in the country.
Sure.
You know, if you're one in a million here in California, there's only six of you. So if you're talking about your top 5% of your kids are in that capacity, and we're producing six to their 1,300, you know, at a time, well, just the law of numbers are going to catch up with us or do us in over time. But the one thing that our system has going for it that none of the other systems have yet to harness in the volume the way we have is the creativity,
sure,
problem-solving piece. I mean, the creativity that comes out of our system, the technology, the things that we do here, we're the innovators.
Absolutely.
We're the problem solvers. A lot of people can recreate what we do.
Sure.
But they can't produce it.
Now, that's a very, very good point in terms of we're the ones that are coming up with the ideas, the creators, like you said, interesting, the creative piece and the art piece, because all of that surrounds. We talked a little bit about art, and we're going to tie all of this back in, but I want to help our listeners get a foundation, and then we're going to kind of dig into some of this stuff. But so we have. That's interesting numbers in terms of, because we hear we're being outperformed by you know, other nations, China, and people coming into this country, STEM, science, technology, engineering, mathematics. And then we're pulling out art in the school. We're getting more rigid in terms of saying, okay, we're just going to have the basic courses. How is that going to look when, you know, these students are out of school? What kind of America are we going to have? What kind of work system are we going to have if we're having all of these modifications and changes in our school system?
Well, I don't think we're going to get, let me back up. The recession that we've experienced here, I'm going to speak to California specifically, because this is where I'm most intimate with our system here. This is my 40th year as an educator here in the state. And I mean, I started back in the days when California was one of the top five in terms of dollars we spend on our kids, and one of the top performers, academically speaking, as a nation, a national leader. And then over the time, we got Prop 13 came in, which started dwindling at our capacity to generate resources to sustain the level of excellence with our teaching, our class sizes, maintaining low class sizes. All those things have tended to kind of fade away. Then you mix in the recession of the last 6 years since 08.
Sure.
I mean, our schools have just been pretty much decimated. I mean, right. As bad as things were, I remember in 2012 when the governor had his Prop 30 on the ballot. I've never been so nervous in my career because our district had made several million dollars of cuts over the years before I'd ever got there. And here I'm in my second year.
Right.
And I knew if Prop 30 did not pass, I had to make a little under $3 million in cuts.
Right.
I had a meeting scheduled that Wednesday night at 7 p.m. And that was the only thing on the agenda was to address those reductions. And I'm not calling them cuts because I should call them eliminations because right. Everything had already been cut.
Right, right. And when you have that situation, that does something to the motivation of the teachers.
Motivation, morale.
Sure.
I mean, being the HR person, my main functions be the maintain the pulse of the morality of the district and make sure everything is okay. And I'll never forget that in Evergreen. I had recruited all these teachers over the years. In my first year, I had hired everybody there for the last 4 or 5 years. And all of a sudden, these are the very young kids that I recruited all up and down the campuses of the state. And was so glad to have them on board as our teaching team. And all of a sudden, I'm giving them pink slips.
Right, right.
And not
right.
only was I giving them pink slips, but in a lot of cases, we were laying these kids off. And we would eventually hire them back, but just the emotional stress and trauma that they went through was just, I'd never been exposed to it or seen our kids go through anything like that. It was pretty bad, pretty unnerving.
We're going to go to a commercial break because I have some very serious questions to continue to ask you and to explore this and for us to kind of really, as a audience tonight, really let's take a serious look at what's going on in our educational system, how we can play a role in being a support in some sort of way, and I'm sure Will's going to be able to speak to that. But we're going to go to a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk more with Will Ector, AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
AM 1220 KDOW traffic.
We're brought to you by Garmin and the metering lights on at the Bay Bridge. So it's slow going most of the way across heading into San Francisco tonight. Keep those hands on the wheel. We've had a high wind advisory out there as well. West 80 delays from Gilman down to the Maze and same slow eastbound heading out all the way through Berkeley and out towards Buchanan and Gilman. Some other East Bay, Oakland slow spots, North 13 at Moraga, trying to turn onto East 24, which still is quite heavy from 580, and it stays that way through the Caldecott onto the other side towards Acalanes as you make your way through Orinda into Lafayette. Hate traffic? Don't hate. Drive happy. Get a Garmin Nuvi with subscription-free HD digital traffic and avoid traffic and construction delays with updates as often as every 30 seconds. Drive with Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS. And for more traffic, SigAlert.com.
Business coach and host of Business on the Edge, Margaret Jackson will keep you on the edge of your seat. With new strategies and cutting-edge business tips that will keep your business moving in the right direction. She will inspire you to fulfill your dreams, always challenging today's emerging entrepreneurs. Margaret Jackson offers straight talk business strategies that will help you overcome the obstacles you face in the world of business. Go to businessontheedge.biz to learn more about Margaret Jackson and upcoming events. Business on the Edge. Keeping it real with host Margaret Jackson. Follow her on Twitter and Facebook, Business on the Edge. And listen to Business on the Edge with your host Margaret Jackson every Friday evening at 6, part of Money 2.0 here on AM 1220 KDOW.
Sanjiv Gupta CPA firm reminds you that now is the time to prepare your 2013 tax filings. Don't wait for the crush. If you're looking to take advantage of maximum tax deductions, set up consultation at Sanjiv Gupta's Fremont office today. They'll help you get the maximum deductions on your 2013 return and get your refund fast. And they'll help you come up with a detailed tax strategy for this year to save you the most money on your 2013 taxes and comply with various tax and foreign tax reporting requirements. Don't wait until the tax crush. Get started now. Visit SanjivCPA.com, SanjivCPA.com, and set up an appointment today. Sanjiv Gupta, certified public accountant in Fremont, serving the entire Bay Area with fast, accurate, cost-effective accounting services, having three offices in Fremont, Sunnyvale, and Pleasanton. Visit SanjivCPA.com today. SanjivCPA.com. Convenient phone and video consultations available. Visit SanjivCPA.com and schedule your tax appointment today. That's SanjivCPA.com.
Hi, you can't see me because of radio, and I can't see you because I'm totally blind. My blindness doesn't hold me back, but I fight to stay awake during the day because I'm not sleeping through the night. Often I struggle to concentrate and just keep up. Sound familiar? You're not alone. But this is not a sleep disorder. It's actually NON24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot Advanced Cream.
I know all about living with pain. After 19 years of pro ball, man. But now I'm feeling awesome. Icy Hot Advanced Relief is the real deal.
Icy Hot Advanced Cream has two maximum strength ingredients to last up to 50% longer. Works great on shoulders, backs, knees, even arthritis. Icy to dull the pain and hot to relax it away.
Come on now, advance past pain and get on with living.
Icy Hot Advanced, available in cream and patch.
Pain over.
Use only as directed.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Business and Edge with Margaret Jackson. Superior Compliance Solutions. Superior Compliance Solutions is having another class Thursday, March 20th, 8:30 to 10 a.m., third Thursday of the month. And as always, they will provide breakfast topics, small business data, privacy, and cybercrime. Ooh, I might go to that. Look at that. Small business data, privacy, and cybercrime. And Target knows a little bit of something about that. It's just wrong. Target, I'm sorry. I'm glad. Anyway, so go to that event. For additional information, please contact Nancy Franklin at 408-725-7153 or info@superiorcompliancesolutions.com. And you can get the directions from Nancy and either email or phone number. Don't forget to tell Nancy that you heard it here on AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. Superior Compliance, you're going to be hearing a lot more from them. And for small businesses, you're scaling, you're growing. This is someone that you definitely want to have on your team to help you grow and scale in the right way with having everything in order. So anyway, we want you to get connected with them. Let's get back to Will Echter. Will, this is just so, you know, education is I love education. I love, I don't think we ever finish learning. I think we're always learning. But there's some challenges. What are some of the challenges that you're seeing that our kids are facing in the educational system? What are challenges that the teachers are facing? And you as a superintendent, what are you facing? Because that's a whole, and we don't appreciate you for what you do, just so you know. Let's be fair about this. We know we throw stones at the superintendents and the teachers, you know. But seriously, what are some of the challenges that you see we're facing and our kids are facing educationally?
There's a lot. Right now, I think, it's just getting, we have to make education a priority. We've kind of lost our way in our society as to making education a priority. It's in some responses, I guess, cases, it's become the higher education has been more geared for privilege. You know, resources has made its way, and not all of our kids have equal access to the curriculum. You know, they don't have equal access, and they're not going to have equal opportunity for those at those benchmarks, i.e., going into high school to be able to take the necessary college requirements that will get them to graduation on time. Secondly, if they're not proficient at that level, they won't, when they do get to the end of the high school career, they won't be able to have the opportunity to. I want my kids to have the option.
Sure.
To be either college or career ready. I mean, they'll be able to go wherever their heart wants
sure.
to take them. They can follow a career, they can go to college, or they can do whatever they want. But they have a skill set to do either one. And one of the things, like I'm a superintendent of a K-8 district, roughly 8,000 kids. And the thing that keeps me awake at night is to making sure that my kindergartner, when he leaves me in eighth grade, he's got to have the skill set, the algebra, the science, the reading skills under his belt, that when he shows up at that high school for the first day, he's ready to take on a course. Because research shows if that child has to wait a semester, two semesters, they usually don't graduate on time. And a lot of kids of color, they don't graduate at all.
Right.
So
right.
we're putting these kids at risk.
Right. So let's put this in perspective, since you mentioned this. And so I'm going to go ahead and ask you this question live. I was going to ask you on a break, but I'm going to do it live. We might as well. We're on the edge for a reason. So, you know, you guys know that I'm not politically correct, not trying to, you know. So would you say that there's a difference between the educational systems and what's available to students in, say, underserved communities or communities that are not as wealthy as, say, a privileged community? Can we say that the school systems that are there and the quality of education that they're getting is the same, or is there some variations between them?
No, you're going to find variations within a school district.
Sure.
Now, if you're talking about within a system, say Santa Clara County, there's going to be a lot of disparity between what you find in, say, the east side of San Jose and the west side of the county. A lot of it is.
So, Will, hang on. So let's say Willow Glen.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Middle of the valley. Okay.
Okay. So let's say Willow Glen, because Willow Glen is a very, very comfortable mm-hmm. area. So their school system, in terms of the quality of education that's available to more privileged way of life, are getting a better education than those, say, in Berryessa.
Well, the funding per kids, the funds that we get to educate our kids is allocated on a well, it's changed now with the governor's new local control funding formula, which is hopefully going to balance some of this inequity that exists over time, supposed to get neutralized. But in the past, the revenue and the basic aid districts that exist, there has been a major change in the sense that your property taxes commercial taxes in if you happen to be a community that had a lot of those in your area, or your real estate was extremely high. Because there's no saying in education that your test scores are directly related to
sure.
mortgage payments.
Sure.
So, but at the same token, you take some of the lower socioeconomic communities that don't have anything. They're just strictly bedroom communities. And the properties of lower income, you're going to get a lower tax rate. So technically, you're getting different amounts of dollars to do the same thing with your kids. So you're going to teach to the same curriculum. You're probably going to have some of the same curriculum materials. I mean, you get a lot of other supplementals that come in. I'm not going to get into, you know, federal level and Title I and what have you, that type of stuff. But just on the surface, the educational experience that parents bring to the table, that changes it even more so. Because I've been principal of I was principal for about 17 years by choice. I mean, because I love working with kids, and I know my impact on kids has a. Sure. I've just been blessed with the way to work with my teachers. And to work with parents that we were able to, both in both the low income and the high income communities. And one thing I know, kids are the same in both environments. The difference is what we offer them, because I remember in my Title I schools, I would hold fundraisers, and I would provide the experience, but I never would put a child on the spot where they have to think, well, could they afford to go or not.
Right.
If I made sure this is going to be an experience,
we're gonna go to a break, because this is interesting, and I'm gonna hold you to my question, because I'm driving at something and we're walking around it. AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
AM 1220 KDOW traffic.
We're brought to you by Garmin. Better news headed through Bay Point now. Westbound Highway 4 between Bay Point and Willow Paths Road. Earlier, all lanes were blocked for police investigation for police activity. All lanes have since been reopened. We did see delays from Bailey Road. Watch for things to still be slow there. Residual delays. All lanes again reopened westbound Highway 4 in Bay Point. Other side, other direction of the freeway, eastbound Forest Low from Loveridge on the way to Hillcrest. Going on east 580 in Oakland, out of the maze, it's slow from the 80 interchange and stretches to Edwards Avenue. And south 880 Oakland, slow. Broadway, Alameda to 98. Further delays, too, headed to Fruitvale on south 880. East 24 at Shore from 580, headed through the tunnel to Ocalandis, with northbound 13 in Oakland, slow Moraga Avenue up to the 24 junction. Hate traffic, don't hate, drive happy. Get a Garmin Nuvi with subscription-free HD digital traffic and avoid traffic and construction delays with updates delivered as often as every 30 seconds. Drive with Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS.
Business coach and host of Business on the Edge, Margaret Jackson will keep you on the edge of your seat with new strategies and cutting-edge business tips that will keep your business moving in the right direction. She will inspire you to fulfill your dreams, always challenging today's emerging entrepreneurs. Margaret Jackson offers straight talk business strategies that will help you overcome the obstacles you face in the world of business. Go to businessontheedge.biz to learn more about Margaret Jackson and upcoming events. Business on the Edge, keeping it real with host Margaret Jackson. Follow her on Twitter and Facebook, Business on the Edge. And listen to Business on the Edge with your host Margaret Jackson every Friday evening at 6, part of Money 2.0 here on AM 1220 KDOW.
It's a new year, and you know what that means. Your children are another year closer to college, and the closer they get, the higher the tuition rates climb. If you haven't properly planned for the college years, the time to get a handle on it is now. Get together with an expert on the subject. Visit WestfaceCollegePlanning.com and schedule a free consultation today. At Westface College Planning, they'll guide you through the often overwhelming process of paying for college. They'll show you how to minimize your out-of-pocket expenses, maximize your eligibility for financial aid, and how to protect your life savings by prioritizing your funding sources. Make this the year you get it all under control. Visit WestfaceCollegePlanning.com to schedule your free consultation and find information about an upcoming college planning seminar near you. Because proper planning can save your family a lot of money. Westface College Planning. Their experience is your peace of mind. To schedule your free consultation, visit WestfaceCollegePlanning.com.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. My producer has had a lot of fun putting together the music for the show tonight. I really appreciate that, Kevin. He works really hard for us. Cynthia Lowry is bringing back that old-fashioned door-to-door insurance relationship. Remember those days, I do, when your entire household knew the name of the family insurance agent. And I always say this, Ahern was our agent. What happened to him? I have no idea. Cynthia Lowry is the agent with that old-fashioned family feel. Contact Cynthia Lowry, agent with New York Life Insurance Company, for an appointment to discuss your insurance needs for business or personal, and to learn how to help secure your family's future. If you want that old-fashioned face-to-face, I know my insurance agent who really actually cares about my insurance future and my family's future, Cynthia Lowry is that person. So we're glad to share her expertise with you. Cynthia Lowry, California Insurance License, number 0H78331. You can call her at 650-520-0742. And you can email her at Lowry, L-O-W-R-Y-C as in cat, at F-T, F as in Frank, T as in Tom, .NewYorkLife.com. And of course, don't forget to mention that you heard it here on AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, and get someone who is thinking about your insurance needs. And for those of you that don't need insurance, just side note here, you know, your family members that don't have it, or and this is interesting, you know, you're probably doing well in your insurance as well, but you might have that brother or sister or niece or nephew that don't have these resources, or maybe they don't have the financing. But I can tell you this, if anything should happen, like life insurance, I have a situation where, you know what, I'm probably going to have to help a family member get that insurance. So just so you know, think about those that are around you. Get them connected with Cynthia, and she can help them out and do something great for you guys. We're going to bring Lisa Cortron on. Lisa, how are you tonight?
Hi, Margaret. I'm doing great. Thank you.
Thank you for calling in. Lisa Cortron. Cortron, you work for Cortron Systems. And so tell us a little bit about, I had Lisa call in because I think this is a, you have great resources for businesses, especially small businesses, but it's a little bit unique in terms of getting those printing and copying needs met. So share a little bit about Cortron for us.
Thank you. So Cortron Systems, a little bit of history. We started in 1967. I'm third generation account executive. I started in 1999, so about 15 years ago, and in 7 more years, I'll be taking over. What we do is we provide sales, lease, and rent for Xerox and Miratech office products, both black and white in color, including copy, print, scan, and fax. We're unique in programs that we have available, including rental programs that are short-term. They provide flexibility so you can make changes without any buyouts or pre-penalties, which is a great plan for businesses that are new or that have changing needs. We, in addition to providing equipment, Cortron has printer repair and printer supplies, both new and remanufactured. So for equipment that you already have and are happy with, we can likely provide support and save you money on ink and toner.
So I'm going to jump in.
Yes.
You sound a little bit like a brochure. It's okay, though. I love it. Lisa has a lot of energy, and I've met with her in my office this week. And Lisa, so with your printers, your copy machines, and things like that, now you can lease to own, you can rent to lease to own, you can rent, or you can buy outright. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, and so you can really service the little guy, yeah, as well as major corporations.
Yes, we can service all the above, but our foundation has been by becoming partners with small to mid-sized companies, by being able to satisfy their needs and earn repeat business. Because service is our daily focus with same-day service, 1 to 4 hour response time. The customer is always the boss. We provide service where, say, someone didn't remember to order their toner. On a daily basis, we're hand-delivering toner.
I mean, who does that?
Who does that? Yeah, so we go above and beyond the average company, and people are surprised oftentimes by how good our service is. So
I'm going to call Lisa and get some toner. Lisa, we're going to go to a break, but stay on the line.
Okay.
And again, we want to give your information to how people can connect with you and your phone number when we come back. AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
AM 1220 KDOW traffic.
We're brought to you by Garmin. On the Bay Bridge, the westbound direction is slow from the incline headed into San Francisco.
Hey, Lisa.
Yes?
How you doing?
Oh, fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm like, it's okay to loosen up a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm like, where did she go? She's a little bit more outgoing now. No, but this is good. So
my
dad
gave me some stuff he wanted to mention. I'm like, okay, well...
I'm like, it's okay. It's not a dissertation. You can have.
Hey, I'm new. I'm a newbie.
I know. It's like, wow. We want to make printing exciting. What are people printing and scanning and faxing? And copying. It gets interesting.
Hey,
Hollywood
has
certainly made it interesting. Go ahead.
Do you think it would be okay? I was thinking about mentioning the program, like just giving an example of pricing the $75 a month, including the equipment, service, and supplies.
Sure, let's do that. I'll bring you in at the top of the segment. I have one commercial I have to kind of do. I might wait and do that at the last. Maybe I'll do that at the last one. But yes, let's do that, and let's definitely give them your web address and your phone number, so I want you to be prepared to say that as well. And
okay.
So I'll ask you for an example of, like, the rental, because $75 a month for how many prints is that, 25,000?
1,500 a month.
A print.
Yes.
For black and white, is that color?
Yes, black and white.
Okay.
So $75 a month.
Okay, so we're going to come back in just a second.
Okay.
On the Edge. And listen to Business on the Edge with your host, Margaret Jackson, every Friday evening at 6, part of Money 2.0, here on AM 1220, KDOW.
Want to know how to invest your way to financial security? Get an expert's perspective. Saturday afternoons on KDOW when host Mike DiRigo brings you the Pinnacle Perspective.
Hi, this is Mike DiRigo. Join me this Saturday when I'll bring you practical insights and perspectives to help you create passive income and financial security through real estate, whether you're just starting out or if you're a seasoned investor.
The Pinnacle Perspective with Mike DiRigo. Saturdays at 1 p.m. on AM 1220 KDOW. This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Every day I have the blues. Every day.
I love it. Welcome back to Business on the Edge. You know, we can talk about some serious subjects and have fun, share products and resources that are out there for you. I love making sure that you just have choices. We like choices when we buy, you know. When we're in business, we still like choices, you know. And so, Lisa, can you tell our audience, Lisa Cortland is from Cortron Systems, and their product really is printers, fax machine, you know, faxes, you know, copiers. And it really makes it easier for the little guy to have resources and choices. And so give me an example of, like, the rental rate.
Yeah, so sometimes people will buy small machines and don't realize how expensive the ink and the cartridges are. So I have put together a program that is $75 a month. It includes equipment as well as service and supplies, so all the toners and the drums, up to 1,500 pages every month. In addition to the included copies, if you run like 500 more, it's only $7.50. So you can run a good volume for under $100. And a lot of people, again, they're spending more than that, you know, doing less output on a product that's not as efficient. So if you're spending a lot of money on your ink, I could put together something where you're saving money right away.
And that's right. Staples hate you guys, by the way, just so you know. Staples and Kinko's, gosh, they're a nightmare to get stuff printed. So how can people connect with you?
They can give me a call. My name is Lisa. My phone number is 408-920-2679. 2679, it does spell copy, so 920-COPY. Again, 2679, Lisa at Cortron Systems.
Okay, and your website, what's your web address?
CortronSystems.com.
Great. Lisa, thank you for coming on the show tonight. And we will get you connected with Lisa at Cortron. And her last name is Cortland. Isn't that coincidental? No. So she said there's no real wonderful story behind that, but I would love to. We could make up one, Lisa.
Yeah.
So, okay, we're going to get back to Will Ector, and we're gonna continue to do this dance. And Lisa, thank you for calling in, and have a good evening. Thank
you so
much.
Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
So we're going to go back to Will Ector, Superintendent, Berryessa Union School District. And so I jokingly said on break, really, you know, to me, like, we were talking about Willow Glen. So I'm going to say it like this. There's a difference between Ivy League education and a local education school district. And I make those broad differences because we need to understand that there's really something going on. Joe Flynn was on the show from Levante. Joe asked me a very interesting question in the parking lot, and he said this to me. He said, Margaret, he said, why doesn't black leaders do more in our neighborhoods, our inner cities, to help prepare them for a better way of life, education? And that's not a short answer. That's a very simplified viewpoint. But in Will, you're black. Why? What's your response to that?
When you say do more for our kids locally,
within our education system, preparing them for school. What are in our black leaders? You're a black leader. You're an influencer. We're talking about influencers, and so you've got we've got this Joe Flynn, a white guy who mm-hmm. is very, very interested in understanding what's going on within the community that we're still losing as a black culture in terms of academically, what we're preparing for. And I suggested to him that some of these things are not just the schools or the leaders, there's things going on right. within the homes. There's influences going on outside of the homes. That there's peer pressure. There's all kinds of things. What's your response to that as an educator?
There's a lot of factors that go on that we do not have control over. I mean, one thing about being in the public sector, we will educate anybody who comes through our doors. We're not like some charters or private sites that you can be selective. In terms of what we do, I can only tell it from my own lens, and being a person of color my whole life and having to come up, I've always been the minority. I mean, I was raised in Southern California, small desert community, and all the way up through, I mean, through my whole college career, I mean, that's always been something that I've been comfortable with, from the standpoint that I feel that I have to be an advocate for everybody. I mean, when I'm out there trying to promote the education of my kids, I'm not just trying to promote my gifted kids or my music kids or I have to make sure that all my kids are getting equal access at the table. And there's a lot of factors that get in the way of that. A lot of them are economically driven, things I have no control over. And a lot of them are things that just awareness issues that I can work with. I get to the point, I don't worry about this. I don't use that as an excuse. That's just saying, giving an excuse that where you can't be effective. I've learned early on, in order to have an impact, you have to work with your staff, empower your people around you, and support them. And I look at my role as an administrator to do everything I can to keep the proper resources, training, professional development, and keep as many of the distractions and things that would keep them away from being effective, taking them off my educators' plates. And I've always approached that way, and it served me well, having one of the first schools in the Evergreen School District, that the first elementary school that was ever recognized as a National Distinguished School. And we did that in a population of 800 kids, and I had over 53 languages spoken.
Right.
You know, 53 languages, so everything was, I mean, you're talking about diversity. I mean, we were the poster child for diversity before the Bay Area started down this path back in the early 80s. So, I know it's possible. And we do it by, first of all, working on those things you do have control over.
Right.
And then as you grow and your success grows, success is contagious.
Sure.
The more we started getting involved, the more we started getting parents who were predominantly immigrants started coming to participate, and we started teaching them how to be more effective in working with their kids.
Sure.
At least just making sure that they have just a clean place to study and the proper tools when they got home at night.
And it makes a difference. It
makes a big difference.
Okay, so let's talk about the parents. Parents make a difference.
They're critical.
Okay, and so because we were that way with my son, I mean, we, every step of the way, so he has a very different perspective. What would you say to parents? We have about 1 minute. What would you say to the parents in their involvement with their children in school?
First of all, they got to participate. Education is a participatory sport from the standpoint. They need to get in there, find out what's going on in the schools, question what's going on. Right now, we've had the opportunity we've never had in the state before, and that is to be able to go in and recreate how we serve our kids. Traditionally, we've always had to jump through all these hoops when we've received our revenues from the state. We don't have now the governor's given us an opportunity for each individual school district to figure out what works best to meet the needs of their kids and to take that path.
Right.
So we're going to break that. Well, we have an opportunity we've never had in the state before, so hopefully we'll take care of it.
This is awesome. When we come back, a couple of more questions, and we'll wrap it up. AM 1220 KDOW, Business and Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
AM 1220 KDOW traffic.
We're brought to you by Garmin. On the Bay Bridge, the westbound direction is slow from the incline headed into San Francisco to the 101 junction. And slow the other way for the lower deck from the 80-101 split headed onto the Bay Bridge. It'll continue to be quite slow headed for Oakland. We check the East 24 ride now. It's a bit of improvement, but still from 580, it's slow through the tunnel and goes slow headed into Orinda. On the eastbound East Shore Freeway, watch for delays out of the maze headed to at least University Berkeley. Southbound 880, slow 980, headed down through Oakland, and it goes slow headed into San Leandro in stretches. Hey, traffic, don't hate, drive happy. Get a Garmin Nuvi with subscription-free HD digital traffic and avoid traffic and construction delays with updates delivered as often as every 30 seconds. Drive with Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS. For more traffic information, log on to SigAlert.com.
Business coach and host of Business on the Edge, Margaret Jackson, will keep you on the edge of your seat. with new strategies and cutting-edge business tips that will keep your business moving in the right direction. She will inspire you to fulfill your dreams, always challenging today's emerging entrepreneurs. Margaret Jackson offers straight talk business strategies that will help you overcome the obstacles you face in the world of business. Go to businessontheedge.biz to learn more about Margaret Jackson and upcoming events. Business on the Edge, keeping it real with host Margaret Jackson. Follow her on Twitter and Facebook, Business on the Edge. And listen to Business on the Edge with your host Margaret Jackson every Friday evening at 6, part of Money 2.0 here on AM 1220 KDOW.
Ever wish you could sit down with a prominent lawyer, politician, or judge and ask them your questions? Well, Saturday nights at 5 and Sunday nights at 8, Champions of Justice with Tom Girardi features revealing interviews with those who make the laws and those who protect your rights through the rule of law. Tom asks the questions, and you get to hear the surprising answers. Champions of Justice, tune in Saturday nights at 5 and Sunday nights at 8 here on AM 1220 KDOW.
Look, the worst part about business travel is worrying about my wife and kids at home alone. My family's safety is my responsibility. That's why I started researching home security. I called the big alarm companies, checked online, even looked at doing it myself. But the best technology for the best price came from Vivint. Yes, Vivint gives me a complete security system, but their video technology is unreal. I can see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I can even lock the doors remotely if my kids forget. Best yet, I got Vivint's no equipment costs and free install deal. $1,300 worth of camera and security equipment at no charge. Vivint was the easy choice for my family's safety.
Take control of your family's safety with Vivint. Order now for up to $1,300 in security equipment at no charge. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Plus, call now and installation is free. Call 1-800-236-7081. That's 1-800-236-7081. 1-800-236-7081.
Restrictions apply. Up to 60-month agreement at minimum $49.99 per month. Not available in Louisiana. See Vivint.com for license numbers.
Emotions can have a big effect on how we make retirement decisions. As the Financial Safari's Mark Trutman tells us, we need to get rid of one of those emotions.
It's a fear emotion, so you want to get that fear out of there and do what I've always advocated is learn. Knowledge is power.
Get all the information you need to make sound retirement decisions by listening each week to the Financial Safari with the Bay Area's local trusted advisor, Mark Trutman. Saturday mornings at 10 on AM 1220 KDOW, the Bay Area's business leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Business on Edge with Margaret Jackson. What is that, from the 70s? That sounds like a 70s feel to it. That little funk thing, you know, was changing. So we've been talking to Superintendent Will Ector from the Berryessa Union School District in Silicon Valley, San Jose, who's just we'll definitely have to have you back on, because there's so much meat in what we're talking about. 1 hour is just too short to have, you know, the conversations that I'd really like to have. But let's talk a little bit about the extracurricular activities that have been removed out of the school. What does that do to the young minds, to the students? How does that impact them? Does that change their productivity in terms of the academics that they have to take? Now, all of a sudden, it's like math, science, English, social studies. How does that impact the school when something's pulled out?
It has impacted them from the standpoint, we've become such a data-driven, test data-driven program now, that we've had to, kids who don't do well and normally in their basic math or English or reading classes, where they normally would have an elective, a reading, a music appreciation, art, or something creative, computers, we're giving them, they're following up with another class,
right,
in the area where they're showing their distinctive academic weakness. So what we're doing there, and this is one thing I like about the new Common Core standards that we're transitioning to, they've embedded in them a lot more of the arts, have been embedded in them,
sure.
The music, mm-hmm. Primarily music, art appreciation as part of the curriculum in terms of how we're teaching our kids moving
right.
forward. Some of that had been filtered out, and some of the schools, like I said, the more well-off school districts, they were getting it anyway because they had the revenues to sustain that during the cuts. We've been fortunate. We've been very fortunate in Berryessa. We're one of the very few school districts on the east side of San Jose that's been able to sustain a very comprehensive instrumental music program, you know, both band and orchestra and violins. And it's been going on for a while. And I've got some real dynamic people in our district to thank for this because it was pretty much had been supplemented out of the funds from the Berryessa Art and Wine Festival.
Okay, right.
Yeah, it's a group that's been doing this for like the last 30 years. And I was just so impressed with them when I came to the district. And I jumped in with both feet to try to support them and help them.
Sure.
So this is going to be the first year that we're not going to hold that particular festival because we're in the process of coming to the finally with the crossroads after 30 years.
Right.
But we've been able to make some modifications that it won't impact the revenues that we're generating for our kids for the music program. So, but it does have a direct impact.
Right, right. Now, Will, we have about 2 minutes left on the show. Some of us, our kids are in college. My son's in college. But I care about our community, and I care about our kids. What can we do to help support school districts just around the country, around California, just in the nation? What would you say as a superintendent, how can we support you? How can we support what's going on to improve our educational system or what we can provide?
See, all of our communities are just rich with resources, people like yourself. I mean, you bring such a wealth of knowledge, being a person of color, you could come in, and just your presence, being around some of our kids, for them to see you and see how you're dressed, what you're doing. I mean, these things have an impact on kids. Kids are so impressionable. And we need, when we have events going on at our schools, we need our parents. Our parents can do a lot of this.
Right.
You know, they can come in and actually get involved. But we need role models.
Right, right.
We need role models. I mean, and especially like communities like my own where we have a lot of diversity and we're not one of the higher socioeconomic communities overall. We have some pockets. But we can do more with what we got.
Right.
We just have to get people out and on board.
Right. You know, I want to say this. This is the last day of Black History Month. Will, you are a stellar example of a black man that's doing excellent things in our community because we're not all in jail. We're not all in prison.
Right.
But you are an influencer for all children of all colors. So thank you for coming on the show tonight. We appreciate you. Keep doing what you're doing. And we're going to help support you. AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.